I had done a guidebook to the Red River Gorge because I just thought more people needed to go there. And Wendell had done a book with Eugene Meteyard called The Unforeseen Wilderness, and that book was out. Then it became an issue in a gubernatorial election because the Corps of Engineers said, we want to build a dam and dam up the Red River and make a recreation lake up near Stanton with that water. And I decided to do a documentary about it, about the issue, because the newspapers were paying no attention to the thing whatsoever. And so I talked to a bunch of people, and this was my first big-time radio documentary. I have a tape of it. I'm sounding pretty dreadful, but we put it on 35 stations. We sent tape out, and they've played it on 35 stations. And the candidate, and I have forgotten who it was, but the candidate who was against the dam won the election. And I took some credit for it in my own mind. Probably didn't matter at all, but they've never built the dam there. They deauthorized it, which means they put it on the shelf, and they could probably build it tomorrow if they wanted to. But it just didn't, it wasn't right. It wasn't the right thing to do. But after that happened, I became involved just thinking about the power of radio and the power of radio news and public radio in a way that it had people listening to it that would care about these things. So I started seeing that potential.